Home is a secure haven. It's a source of warmth and comfort. It's a place where we may share our love for one another. For the majority of us, it's where we feel most at ease. Consider how you would feel if you didn't know whether or when you'd be able to return home as a result of an enjoyable night transformed into a frightening scenario in which you need to think quickly in order to escape. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 6 of the MC Horror Podcast. This happened just a few years ago, and sometimes I still have nightmares where I didn't manage to get away. Let me start off by saying I live in a pretty big city with lots of bars and clubs. I have experience with partying and even drugs. I have been in blackout drunk situations, and let me tell you, this was not that. I no longer go out on my own. That night, I had decided to go out with some friends, bar hopping. I mainly knew only one of the girls that I hung out with on the regular. The other two were more acquaintances or strangers. I was very outgoing and loved meeting people, so that was nothing new for me. We had a few drinks at a bar and continued on to the next one, having fun, great times. One of the girls I didn't know well pulled out the party stuff sometime during our second bar visit. I decided to skip it because I wasn't looking to get seriously messed up that night. My friend said yes, and she and the third girl went to the bathroom. The second girl, let's call her Bar, kept saying I should go with the other two. I declined and declined. She got a little aggressive and mean after the third time I declined. My friend came back just then, and Barb acted as if nothing had just happened. We had some new guys join our group to flirt. I'm in a relationship, but my friend and Barb were not. By then, the second girl had left. Barb and my friend were starting to get pretty messed up. I went to use the bathroom and text my boyfriend that I was coming home soon and saw that my phone was dead. When I came back, the guys had gotten us shots. I was still pretty sober and declined the shot. Barb shoved the shot into my hand, and to avoid a scene, I just took it. I started to tell my friend I was heading home, but one look at her face and Barb, and I saw that they were out of it. I was starting to feel pretty woozy myself, so I started shoving them to go. The guys that bought the shots were protesting, but I wasn't getting resistance from the girls. My phone was dead, so there was no chance of getting an Uber. I hailed a cab, and I remember putting the girls in the back and telling the driver that we were dropping off my friends at their houses and then going to my address. I remember dropping off my friend, then a blackout. Then I was alone with that driver. I was in the front seat and he was holding my hand. I looked around, disoriented. I took in the sight of him holding my hand while driving like my boyfriend would. I saw my wallet in the center cup holder. The meter was off and he was telling me that he was taking me to a romantic place. I told him, "No, please take me home. My boyfriend is waiting at home." He said something along the lines of, "Stop talking about him, I told you," which to me in hindsight indicates that I had told him already many times. He said he just wanted to pretend for a little while and held my hand tighter. I didn't want to trigger a violent reaction, so I left my hand there and started to reach for my wallet with my other hand. He saw, let go of my hand, and took my wallet from the cup holder to his other side where I couldn't reach. I was still woozy and blacked out again. When I came to my senses, we were parked near a very known, romantic, and touristy location in my city. Normally, this place was packed. Not that night. It's pretty far from anything else too, and also surrounded by woods. I started to cry and told him, "Please, please, just take me home. I want to see my boyfriend. I won't tell anyone. Please, come on." He looked at me and said, "I will take you home if you pretend you are my girlfriend for a little while." I sat there in shock. I wished my brain wasn't addled. I wish I had never gone out. I wish I could see my boyfriend for the millionth time that night. I said, okay, whatever. He smiled. He put my wallet back in the cup holder. I took it slowly and put it under my leg. He took my hand and looked out the front window out into the little lake he had brought me to. He started talking, and I don't remember what he was saying. I was just trying not to black out again. I waited for him to look at me and asked again, please take me home. He said if I let him give me a kiss. I said no. He looked mad for a fraction of a second and squeezed the hand he was still holding. He leaned in fast and kissed me anyway. I kept my lips sealed tight against him, ready to fight, ready to bite and scratch and not go down easy. He let go of my hand and backed away. He started the car and started our way back to civilization. I was crying as silently as possible, trying not to be heard so he would forget I was there and want to touch me or hold my hand. I waited until we were near enough people that I could bolt out of the car and find another way home. I think he saw me grabbing my wallet from under my leg and knew my intention to jump out at the next red light. He snatched it again and said he would drive me. I just nodded, but by then I didn't care about the wallet, my phone, or anything else. I thought about jumping out. No matter what, I was going to get home. I didn't know what time it was by then. I do know there were almost no cars driving in my usually busy city. No buses, no people, but I didn't care anymore. He stopped at a red light. I unlocked the door and yanked it open and ran. I didn't look back, but I heard a car peel out of the intersection. He was running too. My phone was still dead. No wallet, so no money. Really far, far from my house. I was still drowsy and crying. I had no idea of the time. I started walking home. I heard a car pull up near me, and I started running out of instinct. I heard a woman's voice yell out, "Are you okay?" I stopped and swirled around, and the most beautiful person I have ever seen in the world was walking towards me slowly. Her hands were out in front of her so as not to scare me. I started crying even harder, even more incoherent than I had ever been in my life. She hugged me so hard and asked for my boyfriend's number. She called him, and he answered straight away. She started telling him where I was, that I was okay, and that she was taking me home. I cried the whole way back trying to explain what happened, but still woozy and still freaking out. It was hard. So we drove in relative silence. When we got home, my boyfriend was waiting outside, losing his mind. My savior gave me a phone number to call her when I feel better and drove off. It was 5 a.m. I left the bar at 10 p.m. That's all I can remember. A week later, my wallet showed up in my mailbox. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.